This is Jerry Bain podcasting from the 2010 Fall CNI Membership Meeting, and I am joined today with Carl Grant, Chief Librarian for Ex Libris. Thanks for joining us today, Carl. Typically, library online catalog systems used search mechanisms involving keywords and tagged data for items in the collection. How does a recommender service like BX Recommender enhance the traditional type of search?
Well, I think what we're focusing on is that search is not the only way to find things. Mm-hmm. That we understand users want to look and see what others might be using if they're doing the same kind of research. Certainly, Amazon and Netflix have shown us the value of recommendations, that you can promote usage of your collections and in their case, their sale of their books and movies. But that's at a fairly basic level, the way those work. So what we've done is collect aggregate user data for people who've used an item and have looked at and then clicked through to other items. And we do a lot of analysis to come up with these recommendations. So there's analytics engine running on top of all of this, on top of a lot of data that's been collected from numerous sources mm-hmm. to make these recommendations. So it has some interesting effects for libraries, as we've seen at California State. And we haven't researched this fully, but it appears they're seeing interlibrary loan usage drop off as a result of BX usage increasing. Because what's happening is people are coming, they've got an information need, and they might even have a specific title they think answers it. But if they can't get to that title or it's not available for whatever reason, then it's interesting to see that if you make a recommendation and that fills their need, then they no longer have the need to get a hold of that first item they thought they needed.
So it makes it more surgical, the search.
It makes it more surgical, and I think it shows, again, you know, meeting the user's information need is what matters, and that need might be addressed in multiple ways. So searching for a specific item is not the only way to answer that.
Right. Well, could you describe the BX Recommender service that's offered by Ex Libris? Could you just give us that?
Sure. And what we've done, and of course, one of the great things here that we could leverage was SFX, which is our open URL link resolver. And that collects data in a log, and we've been able to mine the log. We anonymize the data because there's certainly always privacy concerns here to make sure that it can't be linked back to users. Mm-hmm. But we collect all this data from numerous libraries. We've got about 205 contributing institutions at this point that contribute their data into the recommendation engine. And we've got 850 sites that are actually using the recommender in order to get access to these. Now, part of what we have to do is bring all this data together. We have to deduplicate it in some instances. We have to make sure that the usage is, you know, accurately reflected. But from that, and looking for patterns of usage within that data, we build recommendations and then feed them back out to the user. So it's a unique service. Yeah. And I think what's really, to me, it's always kind of exciting because it builds on what we as librarians do. You know, I'm a huge fan of librarianship, obviously. I'm a librarian. But I think we add a lot of value to information. But many times it's hard to convey out to the user. They don't understand that value. But here's a case where we can build a recommendation engine. We can plug it into numerous sources. It's scalable. It's deployable across the web. And we can extend librarianship out to wherever that user is. They might be on a mobile device. They might be on a laptop. They might be on an iPad, whatever. But they're searching a catalog, and they're getting access to recommendations in some way, shape, or form. And the only way they can get that is from librarians. You know, we collect that data for them as part of our SFX. We then mine this stuff back out. We can also do it from other link resolvers. And we build these recommendations.
It's a great tool.
Yeah.
Well, many libraries have avoided Web 2.0 and social networking enhancements to their online catalogs because of privacy concerns. I know you just talked about that. Do you think the mood's changing with that? And what do you think the future library online system's going to look like? And how much of these systems are going to operate in the cloud? It's a multi-tiered question.
Indeed, it is. I think the attitude towards privacy is changing. It's not changing fast enough. It was rather fascinating. I was at the Charleston conference a couple of weeks back, and one of the librarians got up and said, you know, I'm a little frustrated because our users do all their searching in Amazon, and when they find the title they want, then they bring that back and plug it into the library system to see do we have it. Why are they doing this? And, you know, on one hand, you want to just kind of stand up and say, folks, understand, users are willing to give over some of their privacy in return for convenience, for better service. And so we stand too strongly on the principle of privacy being kind of a yes or no choice, and it's not. There are degrees of which we can offer better services. So I think we need to move beyond where we are. I mean, there's a lot more we could do with a tool like BX if we understood and were able to keep and track more information about who the user was that was doing searching, right? I mean, obviously, somebody that won a Nobel Prize might be a better recommendation than, you know, your entry-level student.
Yeah, sure.
On the other hand, you know, we do get into privacy concerns. If somebody's searching on some cutting-edge development, they don't want others to be able to see it. So, you know, we've got to be able to put in switches that say, I'm willing to have my session tracked, I'm not willing to have my session tracked, and we need to be able to move forward in doing that. But, you know, the power of what BX shows is this aggregation of data. And as we look at services, and, you know, we're building URM, which is a cloud-based next-generation library software system, and we're talking about all the data being aggregated in the cloud and the kind of power that we can develop as a result of having access to that data, being able to run analytics on what are the patterns of usage and how are people migrating through this information. And that's really the future of librarianship. We've got to get past the mode of thinking it's about collections. Libraries aren't about collections. They're about services. They're about services on top of information, and services on top of information that is widely distributed and deployed. And so we have to make our services also fit that model. Otherwise, we're going to disappear.
From the perspective of a vendor of library systems, what do you think are the biggest concerns libraries are going to face in the next 5 or 10 years?
Well, 10 years would be hard to predict. I think 5 is probably a more visible window for us to talk about.
Sure.
But, you know, I do think in many instances, libraries, if they're not careful in their choices, do face becoming somewhat irrelevant. I mean, we certainly, you know, I'm always a bit alarmed when I talk just to family members who've recently graduated from college, and you talk to them and say, so how often did you go in the library? Mm-hmm. Many times you hear numbers that are frighteningly low, you know, and it's not uncommon. And so, you know, we've got to make sure that libraries are connecting with their end users. What is it they want? You know, I was at a conference recently and was talking to, you know, a library about they were making a choice in discovery tools. And I said to them, how are you involving the end user? Well, we have people on staff, students on staff, and we're using them. Well, not really, folks. Go get some students over in the student union. Get them, because they're the ones that aren't using you right now for the moment. Find out what they want.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think what we've got is plenty of information. Users have access to plenty of information. What they need are services and tools that help them get to the information that addresses their specific need. And that's a value librarians can add. Too often, though, if we buy solutions that are so locked down and so predefined that you can't add value as a librarian, then at some point you have to wonder, why does the vendor have to sell it to the library? Why couldn't they sell it to the CIO, the president, provost? Mm-hmm. You know, you don't need the library. We have to make sure that we are adding that unique value, which is librarianship and which is our unique collections. Because every librarian, every campus typically has something that's unique to them. Put it in the cloud. Make it sure it can be brought into your discovery tools. Make sure that you can push the rankings up. You should be able to make sure the value you're adding because of your collections can be readily seen and the recommendations there. So I think we've got to understand that it is becoming more and more of a service-based kind of operation. We're running a number of regional directors' meetings at the moment. One of the directors got up and said, you know, if I were hiring a new staff today, the most important skill set would be customer service skills. That would be the thing I'd want most. And he's right. I mean, he's dead on the money. That is where we've got to go. And it isn't just face-to-face customer service. We have to be thinking about how do we build tools that allow us to take that service and push it out to where the users are, where the information is. You know, they're out there on their mobile devices. Many times they're on the other side of the globe as we increasingly offer distance-based education. And they're using our institution. Is our library right next to that course? Is what's unique in our library that supports that course available just like the course? If it's not, we got work to do. And the cloud enables this, and we can do more and more of that kind of thing. But it does require some mindset changes. We've got to be thinking much more actively about how do we add value, how do we build services to do that, and how do we build and buy tools that offer that value out to the end users.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time, Carl Grant,
Certainly.
Chief Librarian at X Libris. Appreciate it.